Yashodanandana Vrajajana Ranjana. Jamunatira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Thank you.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Ki Jai. Shri Jagannath Baladev Shrimati Subhadra Devi Ki Jai. Shri Shri Gauranitai Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine. So we'll read from the introduction, page 1. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam jena bhutale Swayan rupa kadamayan Dharati swaparantikam. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. When will Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who has established within this material world the mission to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya, give me shelter under his lotus feet?
Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalan Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupan Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunatam Bitantam Sajivam Sadvaitan Savarutan Parijana Sahitan Krishna Chaitanya Devan Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and unto the feet of all Vaishnavas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, along with his elder brother Sanatan Goswami, as well as Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatta, Gopala Bhatta, and Srila Jiva Goswami. I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, along with Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Srivas, and other associates. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, along with their associates, Sri Lalita and Vishakha.
Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namostute.
Oh, my dear Krishna, you are the friend of the distressed and the source of creation. You are the master of the gopis and the lover of Radharani. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye.
I offer my respects to Radharani, whose bodily complexion is like molten gold, and who is the queen of Vrindavan. You are the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and you are very dear to Lord Krishna.
Pancha Kalpa Turuvyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. They can fulfill the desires of everyone, just like desire trees, and they are full of compassion for the fallen souls.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda.
I offer my obeisances to Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas and all others in the line of devotion.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
The reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, with translations and purports by its divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So tonight we're on chapter 12, devotional service, text 9. We'll do the Sanskrit words first.
Ata chitam samadatam na shaknoshi mayi stiram abhyasa yogena tata mam iccha aptum dhanam jaya atha chitam samaratam na shaknoshi mayi stiram abhyasa yogena tato mami chaptum dunanjaya. Atha chitam samaratam na shaknoshi mayi stiram abhyasa yogena tato mami chaptum dananjaya. Atha chitam samadatam na shaknoshi mayi stiram abhyasa yogena tato mami chaptum dananjaya.
Would someone like to chant the verse? Want to try, Tadia? Davey, want to try? Give it a try. We'll chant with you.
Atachitam samadatam. Na shaknoshi mayi stiram abhyasa yogena tato mam chaptum dananjaya.
Good, thanks. Carolyn, want to chant?
Tachitam samadatam na shaknoshi mayi stiram abhyasa yogena tato mami chaptum dananjaya.
Jai. Okay, word meanings.
Atta.
If therefore.
Chetam,
mind,
Samadhatam,
to fix,
Na,
not,
Shaknoshi,
you are able,
Mayi,
upon me,
Stiram,
steadily,
Abhyasa Yogana,
by the practice of devotional service.
Tataha,
then,
Mam,
me,
Ischa,
desire,
Aptum,
to get,
Dhanam Jaya,
O winner of wealth, Arjuna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. Please repeat, O my dear Arjuna, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In this verse, two different processes of Bhakti Yoga are indicated. The first applies to one who has actually developed an attachment for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by transcendental love, and the other is for one who has not developed an attachment for the Supreme Person by transcendental love. For this second class, there are different prescribed rules and regulations one can follow to be ultimately elevated to the stage of attachment to Krishna. Bhakti Yoga is the purification of the senses. At the present moment in material existence, the senses are always impure, being engaged in sense gratification. But by the practice of Bhakti Yoga, these senses can become purified. And in the purified state, they come directly in contact with the Supreme Lord. In this material existence, I may be engaged in some service to some master, but I don't really lovingly serve my master. I simply serve to get some money. And the master also is not in love. He takes service from me and pays me. So there's no question of love. But for spiritual life, one must be elevated to the pure stage of love. That stage of love can be achieved by practice of devotional service, performed with the present senses. This love of God is now in a dormant state in everyone's heart. And there, love of God is manifested in different ways, but it is contaminated by material association. Now the heart has to be purified of the material association, and that dormant natural love for Krishna has to be revived. That is the whole process. To practice the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga, one should, under the guidance of an expert spiritual master, follow certain principles. One should rise early in the morning, take bath, enter the temple and offer prayers and chant Hare Krishna, then collect flowers to offer to the deity, cook foodstuffs to offer to the deity, take prasadam, and so on. These are various rules and regulations which one should follow. And one should constantly hear Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from pure devotees. This practice can help anyone rise to the level of love of God. And then he is sure of his progress into the spiritual kingdom of God. This practice of bhakti yoga under the rules and regulations with the direction of a spiritual master will surely bring one to the stage of love of God.
Namo Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So previously, Krishna was telling Arjuna, you know, in different levels, what you can do to become purified and practice bhakti yoga. So first he's telling him, you can fix your mind upon me and engage all your intelligence in me. And he says, then you'll live with me always without a doubt. And he's explaining all these different things that we can do to become completely pure in devotional service. And so we can do that, but what happens if we're not able to do that? He says, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of bhakti yoga. So that's why we're following regulative principles, because we can't just keep our mind on Krishna without deviation. So sometimes people say, oh, you know, rules and regulations, or sometimes we may say, oh, rules and regulations, but we need them, right? If somebody's a crazy driver out there, you know, he needs to have some rules and regulations on the road so that everybody is safe, right? So for us, if we want to be safe in this journey through the material world and get out of here, then we need rules and regulations. Otherwise, we're like the crazy driver. You just let your mind drive you, to death, just like a crazy driver. So we have to have these rules and regulations. We can't think we're above them. You know, like sometimes we complain we don't like these rules and regulations, but we're not that advanced that we can be without them, you know? We can't just think we can throw them out the window because we're not on that level. We're just not that advanced. So we should take a humble position and realize, I need these rules and regulations. These are here to help me. You know how a child, many times the parent will give them different rules to help the child. You know, don't cross the street without looking both ways and different things. But if the child doesn't follow the rules and regulations, then, you know, life is pretty difficult. And they may not even wind up living very long, you know, if they cannot follow properly what to do and what not to do. So that's why Krishna's saying here, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then you have to follow these regulative principles of bhakti yoga. So great if you're 100% fixed on Krishna. But if you're not, then just be happy that there's rules given to you that will help you fix yourself on Krishna. See, if Krishna and Prabhupada didn't help us to understand what to do and what not to do, then how would we be able to make some progress, right? So we should be grateful for all the instructions that are given to us. Like if someone says, oh, you know, I'm stranded in the desert. How will I get out? I need help. Otherwise, I'll never get out of here alive. So this material world is like sometimes compared to a desert. It's very dry. There's no nectar. There's no water. There's no ocean of bhakti. It's just very dry. So if we don't have directions how to get out of the desert, then, you know, we'll just fry out there in the sun. So in the material world, you know, people say they're fried. They're tired and fried and miserable. So unless they get the directions how to get out, then they'll just fry in the desert of material life. You know, they'll just be more and more miserable. We were reading or talking about that in some of the classes, how the different solutions that we have to try to enjoy in the material world wind up bringing us more misery than we had before. For example, one may think, oh, you know, I'm tired of rules and regulations that Krishna is explaining here in these verses. So let me just, you know, kind of kick back and do some, you know, enjoyment, this, you know, all kinds of material enjoyments. So, and we think that that is going to alleviate our distress. We think, oh, I'm so distressed. There's too many rules and regulations. So let me engage in some kind of sense gratification. So the very thing that you think is going to help you enjoy is actually the cause of increased miseries for you in the present and in the future. So what we think is going to be our relief, you know, oh, give me a little relief from all these rules. Well, the very thing that you think is going to give you the relief is the cause of your increased suffering. So that's how foolish we become. We take the choice, we make the wrong choice, we misuse our independence, and we pick the choice of increased miseries. So Prahlad Maharaj spoke about that in the Bhagavatam. The very thing that you try to do to patch up your life, oh, I'm not enjoying here, so let me go there. Those very things that you choose to try to make your life so-called materially better is the cause of your increased material distress. So think of the irony of all of that. And how does all that come about? Well, when your mind is not controlled in Krishna consciousness, not fixed, then it's going to deviate and influence you to make the wrong choices, the wrong decisions, go for the sense gratification, and then look at the result. Increased suffering and misery. And just the opposite of what you wanted. You go, oh, let me have a break and let me enjoy in this world. So the very opposite will happen. You will increase your suffering. You think, I'm going to increase my enjoyment. And look what happens. You increased your suffering. The very, very opposite. So it behooves us to take up the instructions that are given in the Gita. So in this text, Krishna is telling Arjuna that, okay, maybe you cannot 100% fix your mind. So now you're going to have to do something else. If you're not 100% fixed, you have to follow the regulative principles of bhakti yoga. So we shouldn't complain that we have rules to follow, and we created the situation ourselves. If we were always so loving and devotional and non-envious, then this wouldn't happen to us, that, you know, we have to do this now. It's just like someone may say, well, you know, I tried to enjoy the weekend. I stayed out too long. You know, I got sunburn and this and that. Well, you know, we made the choices. We put ourselves in the situation and we got the result, right? So we made different choices that gave us the result of being in these particular kind of bodies and without a fixed mind on Krishna. That's due to our own choices. So because our mind cannot fix without deviation, we are required to do something to get it again fixed. And that's these regulative principles of bhakti yoga. So if something's going to help you, why not take it up? So all of this is meant for purification, to help, to get us back to purified senses and back to the stage of love, right? Everybody talks about this love. So how do you get there? How do you get to this stage? And Prabhupada said, that stage of love can be achieved by practice of devotional service performed with the present senses. So everybody is really looking for love in this world. Prabhupada says here in the purport that it is dormant in your heart, right? But by material association, it's become contaminated. Now it's lust. So the heart has to be purified of all this material association. And usually some of the worst association is our own mind. You know, like we tend to maybe say, oh, it's this thing on the outside that's causing me trouble. And this is causing me trouble. And that's causing me trouble. And this one over here, she's causing me trouble. And he's causing me trouble. And that situation caused me trouble. But the main trouble is that we don't have a controlled mind and senses, and we're causing ourselves all of this trouble. But we're always blaming everybody else or everything else, right? So, that's the cause of my trouble. But it's actually our own uncontrolled mind and senses. So that's why we have to follow this process. And we have to do it under guidance of the guru, right? That's what Prabhupada says here. And he says we have to do certain things. So what does he say? Again, he said, rise early. So we're all trying to do that. We're trying. And then he says, take bath. So we're all trying to do that. Enter the temple. So we try to do that too, right? We come here and we enter the temple. What do? We offer prayers and chant Hare Krishna. Okay, we're trying to do that. Collect flowers to offer to the deities. So one way or another, we get to do that. Collect something for Krishna. Many times we're able to offer nice flowers to the deities or Prabhupada. And cook foodstuffs to offer to the deities. So we might prepare something at home or here at the temple. And take prasad. That's what he said. So all these things we're trying to do. These are all regulative principles, things we need to do. And they're basically not so difficult if we do it in association, right? To do anything is sometimes harder on one's own, but in association, we're able to do all of these things. In association, you know, we can come together and chant, hear and chant, take prasad. These things are all available to us because of this association. So, Prabhupada's saying that this process, just these simple things, can help us rise to the level of love of God. And this is a basic process of rules and regulations under the direction of the spiritual master that gradually bring you to that stage of love. So that's why we're doing this, right? Sometimes we may, you know, complain or not like it, but we should realize why we're doing what we're doing and what is going to be the result of this and what's the result if you don't do it, right? Just some simple little bit of perspective, get a little perspective on what we're trying to do and why we're doing it. And that will help us. You know, if you step back and you say, well, if I put my hand in the fire, you know, maybe this is going to happen. And then you think, okay, well, I could put my hand in the fire. It might be nice and warm. So you have a choice, right? In the material world, there's the fire of lust. You can jump in, put your hand in the fire, or you can, you know, stay away. So we have a choice. Right? And Krishna gives us the instructions and the advice and the knowledge to help us make intelligent spiritual choices. And so if we don't make the right choice, then we should try to be a little introspective. Why did I make that wrong choice? Why did I do that? And how can I make the right choice next time? And then I will progress gradually and get the result, the fruit, which is love of God. So I'll stop here if there's anything to ask or add. And it's encouraging. I mean, Krishna's trying to encourage Arjuna here why he should do all these things. What's the benefit, right? And so in that way, we know he's encouraging us. This is meant to encourage us as well. So it's not just like rituals that we do out of tradition and we don't really know why we're doing it. Well, someone else told me to do it and the family did it for generations. But it's explained what to do, why to do, why you should do it, and what's the result. If you do it or you don't do it, what's the result? I will come. So in that way, we're fortunate. It's not just dry rituals or unexplained instructions, you know, of different religious principles that we have no idea why we follow. We know that this is a science. The science of bhakti yoga gives you all understanding. So, okay, we'll stop here. All glories to Bhagavad Gita as it is, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Take a quarter stone.